Cancel.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancel.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fanimoja is cancelled.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cancel But No. I'm sorry.
That's not how she does it.
What does she do? That's not how he does it.
Hello, and welcome back to the Cancelled Podcast. Ugh. Guess who's back. They always come back.
They don't. They don't always come back.
Talk to yourself, maybe. In the seat. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Not for me, that's for sure.
It's really a vindication episode, if anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wants to be vindicated.
Yeah, this is the Hunter vindication episode. Okay. Today's episode is a Hunter cast because there was a point in time that I definitely did not think you would be sitting in this seat again.
Me too.
I was shocked when I heard that you were doing an episode with us today.
I miss you guys, to be honest. I feel like we kind of, when I started working, you guys kind of did your thing, and I was like, damn, I miss them.
Well, see, what I was hoping, like a good PR answer would have been like, it feels so good to be back on the Cancelled Podcast.
No, that was good. I think he gave us a good answer. He said he missed us.
I'm going to be in like critiqued now.
I'm
just in
the mood
to
fight with Hunter. I don't know what it is. We just have days where, I was just saying, we never actually fight, but we have like banter days where it's just fun. I just want to talk shit to you all day.
Yeah.
No, I missed you very much. And you've actually been back in LA now, and I've been hanging out with you like normal again, and it's been really great.
Yeah, it has been really nice.
Like, you are my bestie.
You know? I haven't seen you very much. Where you been?
I know. I've been taking a little hiatus from like all of, I've like, I noticed about myself, someone actually commented this and it like pointed it out for me. Everyone says people with ADD or ADHD, which I have ADD, I'm definitely not hyperactive. They choose like a favorite person.
Yeah.
And you were definitely like for like two, three months, you were my favorite person.
Were you hyper-focused on them?
Yeah.
I have that problem as well.
Yeah.
And so I like right before you left, like me and Hunter were hanging out all like literally all the time, talking all the time, like.
But then someone else does something dope,
and then he left, and so I had to get a new favorite person.
Yeah, and she literally never talks to me anymore.
No, that's not true. We talked the other day for like 3 hours.
Guess who FaceTimed? Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Who's your favorite person right now?
Nat.
She's
shout out Nat. She's poor thing, and she doesn't want to be my favorite person at all. Like, she is not having fun with it. But Nat is my favorite person right now, and I just want to call her all the time.
My favorite person right now is Lila.
Lila's a really good favorite person.
Yeah, like she's. I've been just like dying over Lila. No, we should all talk over each other the whole episode.
I was letting her know so we shouldn't have an entire podcast with a piece of yarn over it that might upset her.
I'm just
like ASMR.
But Hunter, as you guys know, hasn't been on the podcast for a while because he really slided Brooke.
You're sick for that one.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Brooke and I actually were annoyed with Hunter, so we took the opportunity to violently slander him.
Without
giving him the opportunity to defend himself.
Which is the best way to violently slander someone,
obviously.
Might I add.
You sent your wolves on me. And you know, you didn't even guess, also didn't even tell me you were slandering me until I saw like a viral TikTok.
So you don't watch the podcast?
Oh, that's my bitch. No, but there's nothing like a surprise slander. But secondarily, the last podcast was a lot of surprise slander. But also at the same time, I did not think that would be from that episode what went viral.
It's hard. I take a little bit of accountability because I do know there is.
You started your the bit of slander by saying Hunter is a fucking snake, and that's all I saw clips.
Whoever clipped that is a fucking snake because I ended that by saying, but I love him so much. And
oh yeah, I did not get that part.
See, I would have taken the route.
Back me up.
Yeah.
I would have taken the route by just saying that wasn't me. So at least she owned up to that. No, but obviously, as you guys know, if you follow either all of our lives, like we love you more than anything.
Of course,
it was very annoying to internally have to deal with that and be like, yo, I'm really sorry that everyone around the world is coming for you so hard.
Did you see my comic controls right now?
No.
They're out
we
of this
thought it was like
world.
A lighthearted, like, we're going to give him a hard time for doing this.
And that's how we are.
I didn't think it was going to be like crazy like that. And I've apologized in private like 35.
It's
all good.
It's super over now as well. It was more just that, like, obviously for all of us, you especially, was very unexpected. Like, I didn't think that. I thought people would just hear that and know that that's kind of how our group is. Like, give someone some shit and you move on. But they took it as Hunter's the devil.
They swung for the fences with that one.
It was pretty crazy, I will admit.
But I really love you and I did miss you on the Cancelled Podcast.
Thank
so
you.
I'm happy
love
to
you
have you back today.
Happy to be back.
Yeah,
it's been great.
Like, I'm not here simply to vindicate myself.
No.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm here for a good time.
I'm like, so how hard was your life without us? Be honest.
What was that like? Like living life on tour. I feel like that's the longest I've spent without you in like 5 years.
It really is like the longest. I was gone for like 9 weeks or so. It was amazing. Best experience of my entire life. Not because you were gone or anything like that. Oh, we were still talking. Like, we weren't like, yeah. I didn't leave. Like,
we talked a lot while you were gone. And then as soon as you got back, you're like,
oh, I'm good here.
I'm not, and I don't mean this in a condescending way, but I thought I actually would like kill myself without you being gone. Yeah. But I think it taught me some independence because I was weirdly fine. It went by quick.
There's always with anybody leaving, I feel like it's like there's like a week where it's like, oh, this is hard, and you readjust, and then it's like.
The first week we were, I saw you a week after actually. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so no. It wasn't that bad.
But there was a point on tour where obviously I'm not going to say who, and it's no one like of importance to no one. Start commenting and conspiring, it's no like celebrity, but some girl was being really crazy to you, and you said that she's so crazy she makes Tana look so sane.
Ooh. I don't even know who that was at that point, but yeah.
But well, you said this to a couple other people, so I feel like you almost had the chance of being on tour with a really crazy girl.
Oh yes.
That you valued how sane I am.
I don't know if I'd value that.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but yeah, that's very true. When you go out on tour, you see a lot of different characters, like from the crowd and from people you're around. Luckily, everyone I was on tour with was so awesome. But yeah, no, I did miss you. And I don't know if I value your insanity, but.
Sorry, Brooke. Sure. Oh my God. You know, Brooke has her burping problem.
Yeah, no, she hates it.
No, you have the burping problem. I have a burping phobia.
Yes.
Yeah, and normally I'm around you like every second. And like we just talked about in the last podcast, we had a little second where we
had a little hiatus, and now she thinks she can just free ball it out.
No, I know. They're just falling out of me, which is so, I'm trying to, I'm very sorry,
it's
actually.
It's okay, you're flatulent. Just say it.
It does flatulent also mean burping? I thought that was only a farting thing.
I think it's just gassy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know, I don't know why this randomly just came in my head, but this girl posted a TikTok yesterday, and it's going viral because it said when you shit on a guy's dick and then he started dating Tana Mojo, and then she tagged Chris Miles.
She tagged him in it too?
Yeah.
Oof, tough.
Someone shit on Chris Miles' dick.
Wait, why'd she want to tell people she shit on someone's dick?
I really don't. Do you think
she's
that it was like
I don't
a,
get it, but she's like totally gets it.
I've never shit on a dick, surprisingly. I can like eat a Taco Bell crunch wrap and do anal and somehow it all just stays inside.
I do wonder about
oh
that.
My God. I don't believe it stays inside. I think she's like,
you can
negligent.
Ask anyone.
No, I think that she's always just so fucked up. She wouldn't know the difference either way.
No, yeah, but you could actually ask anyone who's ever put it in my butt. Like I don't, it's by chance.
Well, first
like, I'm
of
not
all, there's
saying
already like there's already like fucking like salsa, black beans, like yeah. chocolate spilled on her bed. So I'm sure she
you
don't just
really
be
know
like,
what the difference is.
It could be anal somewhere else though, a clean bed, and I'm still
like,
oh,
you mean,
like
my bed that you were having sex in when I was gone.
That was a really good transition, Hunter.
That was I know, I did have sex in your bed while you were gone.
No, I know. Like there were stains everywhere.
No, I got
stains.
It clean. I got it clean. I got it fully clean.
I'll
yes,
right
I
now,
did.
She did not get it clean.
Yes,
until
I did.
I was at. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I
no,
got home,
I got it clean the next
and I
day.
I slept outside. In, no. I got home at like I don't
no.
know, like
no.
maybe in the afternoon.
No.
And I slept for. It's the second time I came home. Maybe.
After I had sex in your bed, I got it clean the next day for a fact because I knew that you would literally move out, kill yourself. Never let it go. I
Anyways,
promise.
So first time I came back from tour, I come home and there's this girl in my bed.
I was there.
You were there, yeah, with two dogs. And I just like, I was so exhausted. I was like, I'm
Ashley's
so tired.
Cousin, sorry.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm so tired. And I go into my room and she's like, yeah, sorry, last time was crazy. And I was like, what does that
it's
have
like
to
his
do?
First time seeing his bed in months.
Yeah.
Some girls in
just like
and two
yeah.
dogs.
Two dogs.
Super my bad. I just actually didn't know you were coming home that night. I wouldn't do
Fair.
It to you.
You didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, no, he just showed up, and I thought I had a couple more days, so when you're gone, your room's the guest room. Come on.
Of course, yeah.
And it's someone I'm really close to. She's like my cousin, but I mean, but beside that, I did fuck my ex in
yes.
your bed.
No, I'm very aware of that as well.
Not the recent ex, a different ex.
It's like so insane. Like, you have a huge master bedroom.
Well, there were like eight people in my room, and I just needed to get fucked in that second, so right. I was like, you know.
Anyways, it's happened
also,
multiple times now where there's been weird stains on my bed.
I got your bed clean, so I don't know why.
No, what about the other time where...
Where I bled on your bed?
Oh, yes, sure. That was great as well.
Well, I think I had a miscarriage. Can I say that on this podcast?
I'm not really sure about that. I feel like... No. Yeah.
I can say that, right?
I don't think you can.
Like,
I'm eating my dinner peacefully. I'm watching Netflix. I'm just like... sitting to myself, Tana comes in, she's like the fucking Kool-Aid man, just like walks in my fucking room.
Not the Kool-Aid
man. She walks in,
literally.
Sits down, grabs my food, she starts eating it. I was like, yeah, of course, come on, feel
and
free.
I feel like you always have the hunchback too.
Yeah, just like, what's going on?
That was a direct attack. That was fine. That one hurt.
I can
I'm about
you
to
on the bed eating because that's your perfect stance. You'll always be like
no, that's the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'll never ever get past that. I might start sobbing. I sit up right now.
I'm sitting on my bed and this happens and then you're eating and you get up and I'm like, oh my God.
No, I was like, I bled on your bed.
Yeah.
And then
Then you ran.
Well, have you ever bled out uncontrollably?
No.
Exactly.
Bro, can I talk to you about this, but actually? Because I don't even know why I've told you this. So basically, someone came at me by accident. Obviously.
I feel like she's probably like, light me up.
No. For sure.
I'll be the first one to tell you. I'll hit a daddy come at me. If you want to make a man fall in love with you, it's so easy. Like, you just get a little fucked up and you hit them with a come at me.
Gotcha. Joe would literally jump.
Yeah.
Like afraid.
He'd be like, you're trapping me.
No, yeah. But I mean, like, if I want to make a man want to date me, you just hit him with a good come at me. But this wasn't that. This was like a they didn't pull out in time. Because it's like so fire. But anyways, I still took a plan B. Okay. But I took it like 72 hours later, right? And then my period was late. And then I was having this period.
It happened.
No, I understand. My period was late. And then I was like, oh my God, am I pregnant? Whatever. And you know me, just don't even address it until there's a baby bump. I'm not even going to.
You're absolutely sick.
I have a really bad problem when I think something bad is happening. It's just like, don't address it until you have to.
Yeah, like if you don't think about it, it's not happening.
Exactly. And especially when it comes to when you think you're pregnant, because I'll like trip myself out. But then eventually I got my period, or so I thought. And it was
just like, and it had arms.
No, I was just literally going to say. There was a leg
just like on my bed.
I was literally just going to say, so I put in like a super tampon and I kid you not, in 10 minutes it'd be full.
Well, that will happen after taking a plan B because you'll have really like crazy.
But here's the thing.
That's right. You've taken probably hundreds.
So many. This was unlike anything I've ever seen before.
She's on plan like fucking alpha, beta, gamma.
I'm on plan. I'm on plan Z at this motherfucking point.
Yeah.
You got it.
And so, no, but I was bleeding through like the most absorbent tampon in like 10 minutes. And I'm not going to lie, there really was a point where I was using the bathroom and I was like, is that a leg? It wasn't a leg.
Oh, when it's like, like a big old
like chunks, but I mean like shapely chunks.
This is absolutely like wild. This is so wild.
Well, just be lucky you don't have to go through that.
Of course.
And
no,
so,
yeah.
No, but so I was up super right, lucky. Like fucking right. And so I had just put in like a super plus tampon, walked down to his room, sat on the bed, filled up the whole thing in 10 minutes and bled on his bed. So if anything, you should feel so sorry for my thoughts.
Wear a condom. I don't know.
I did.
Now that, be more realistic.
Yeah.
Have him pull out.
Right. No, he was supposed to pull out, but again, it's just
this
shit was juicy. No, but to be fair, Hunter, I did within the next hour have someone come clean your entire bed.
That instance you did, yes. But there was another instance that also happened while I was gone where you didn't, and I sat outside, slept outside for a couple hours until the maids came because there was your sexual
Don't even say it.
Well, last night I had sex with my new man.
He's really cool, by the way.
We love him.
I think he's really nice.
That's so sweet. I feel like you've never said that about someone.
Well, because he's like wholesome and has like listens to country music. Like he's just like
he's so wholesome.
Really, really nice kid.
Everyone keeps telling me I'm gonna ruin him.
I know. It gets so. We were at dinner and I was like, I was talking to Nisha and I'm like, damn man, so sad. What's gonna happen to this kid in a couple months? It's
sad. No, I'm not. Holy fuck. No, I mean, he's a sweetheart. I tell him all the time he's way too sweet for me. Do you want to know his body count?
Two.
Seven.
Seven. I was his seventh, and I'm the only girl he's had sex with in LA.
Wow. But he just had sex with like 500.
Yeah, now he's been sexually.
I'm being slut shamed.
I swear it is.
No, but have you guys ever done that? Have you guys ever done like the sexual exposure calculator?
Yes, it made me.
What is that?
Yeah, you put in your body count. Okay. You put in like how many people you've had sex with, and then you do a guess of like how many on average partners that each of your partners has had. So if you have some partners who probably have had 70 partners, and you have some partners that have had three, you like find something in between and you put that in, and it tells you how many people you've been indirectly like sexually exposed to, and it'll be like the entire fucking state of Texas, and it'll be like population 7 million.
Oh wait, it's like on that's.
Oh, it's on that scale. Like if you put it, crazy. Like,
I don't have
a high body count. Yeah. And I think mine's in the like millions.
I really did that and like had to rethink everything. Because
it's exponential. Like all those people, them.
Yeah, and of course, and the people. So they, crazy. Yeah.
No, but Brooke, I was speaking, he brought up juices. It brought me to a thought. So yesterday, before sorry.
Not the juice transition.
No, but so yesterday, like I said, I was about to have sex with my wholesome boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And of course, whenever it's not like a grody face tattoo rapper and I am like talking to a wholesome guy, I actually go to the effort. And I mean this. I know they're going to try to slander me, but I mean this to the core. I will shower and shave before it every single time.
You want to know, a fun fact?
I believe that.
You want to know a fun fact?
Yeah.
I took her shampoo and soap out of her shower maybe a couple days ago.
How long did it take her to notice?
She still doesn't know. I have several. No, you're completely wrong. I have several.
Like your main ones, I think.
No, you don't know what they were. You just want to slander me. I'm literally just fine. Anyways, I showered before I had sex with this man. And then we had sex. And, you know, like he came in my mouth. So this is bad. You know, he came in my mouth.
Awesome,
and then
though.
Like we went to sleep. Progress. And I woke up and I went downstairs this morning and I was so proud of myself. I was like, I showered before I had sex. And all the guys at the table immediately didn't congratulate me, which I was fully expecting. They said, but did you shower after?
And you thought that was weird.
Yeah. She's like, what do you mean? Once a year, obviously.
Hold on, though. Do you shower before and after you have sex with a man?
Well, I usually actually don't have to shower before because I do shower daily.
I guess that's true. My pre-shower is because I haven't showered.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do.
Oh, wow. I didn't
will
think
say,
that.
Like, Joe especially, he's, like, he's extremely clean and very OCD. So he, like, immediately after every single time, he'll get in the shower, and then I'll just get in the shower, too.
Okay, I'm a pre-shower, but then after, I'm, like,
I'm curious about that, about the post-shower, post-nut. Like, he just finished as well. You both just, and then you're in a shower together.
Yeah, no, we're not, like, hooking up. We are actually
just
showering
at the same time, which is kind of, like, weird, no?
No.
If you're close to someone,
it's not always together,
yeah,
but
okay,
I'm not
going
to, like, yeah, no.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm like, RIP, I miss you.
I just only pre-shower, though, because it's like, well, I mean, but I also was talking about the fact, I hate you both.
So not sex. Especially, no offense, like, it's not like you're having like really cookie cutter, like missionary only, very like.
Well, with this guy, it's a little more.
I know
more.
Your
like
ass
Mike
is
Tyson.
Like slanging it from the ceilings, fucking chandelier ass. Sia, like I am having the craziest sex of all time. And then you're not showering. So I know your ass was sweaty, covered in liquids. You're gross.
To be fair.
Like, sorry, God, sorry. Jesus.
No. But to be fair, with this guy, he does give like southern, like lovey, like cute sex, and it is more normal.
Yeah, was it wholesome?
No, the other day I asked him if he would ever, or no, Ari asked him if he'd ever punch me in bed if I wanted, and he said no, and I was like, oh man, that's
no. You have to season them to do it. You have to make sure they know that like you mean it.
No, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Y'all's problem.
No, but he wouldn't. Like he's actually just like more innocent, and it's cute. He's
I've
great in
gotten,
bed.
I've never gotten punched, but I'll get like a good little like.
He's great in bed, big horse cock, but like he's not gonna spit on me or punch me. So it was very wholesome. And I feel like with guys, it's different though because you have pussy
you've never
juice.
Hit someone?
No, I never punched someone.
Well, no, I don't want you to like fucking KSI.
She wants
me.
Like a roundhouse.
KSI me. I would love a good roundhouse, but a good slap. You'd never if you were dating a girl for like 5 years and she wanted you to punch her in the face.
No.
I had to do some serious convincing. I'm gonna be honest, and then even then, I just got like a little.
See, and the problem really is I talk to guys normally who need zero convincing at all.
Real crazy shit.
No, they're like, oh, I'm using. They're like,
jump.
Little WWE moment for no reason. No, but right now I am having really wholesome sex.
Good.
But I was gonna say the difference, I guess, with guys. I understand why a guy would like. Mandate a post shower because there's pussy juice all over you. But as a girl, it's like you pulled out, you came in my mouth. Like my pussy juice is in my pussy and on you, so that's like not my problem.
I get what you're saying.
Well, I guess I'm assuming that there's cum everywhere.
But
that's what I imagine
like
the way
swallow?
She would have sex, which is gonna be everywhere.
Okay. If you cum on my face or all over me, I guess I'll shower.
No, come on.
I always brush my teeth.
Be realistic.
She rubs it on the blanket and like puts it back on.
I've done that. But I mean, no, like, I understand there's levels to this, I guess was the point.
I want to tell a story so bad, but I think that you'll literally kick me off the pod.
Oh, no.
In Miami, they were eating each other's asses, and she still didn't shower the whole time.
Oh, that's sick.
I brushed my teeth.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
She's like, I brushed my teeth.
I didn't eat that much ass next to you in Miami. And how would you know that?
Not
did you look over?
Not that much.
Did you look over? I don't think I ate ass. I don't think I ate ass in Miami.
You did. In fact, I sat and ate, literally, Shake Shack in the lobby for hours just waiting. Like, God, do you think they're done?
Why were you guys in such close quarters?
Well, we were actually at one point, but we at one
we were sharing a room.
Oh, it was like
and,
a hotel.
And I, the night before, I had made eye contact, direct eye contact with Chris while he was inside of her.
Wait, do you know what time Chris was fucking me? Like literally, like my legs were up, he was fucking me. He pulled out and he looks over
and he looks me directly in the eye because I was still awake.
What were you doing?
Well, I was just sleeping. But this actually, we need to be careful talking about this because she tweeted it like being funny and people like really like just so you know. Like that's how I know that that's like gonna happen, and that's like the type of friendship that
we're
have.
Yeah, right. Like we're close enough friends that you could fuck someone next to me, and I could fuck someone next to you, but it's not like either one of us. Like it was it like, but I tweeted
yeah, but,
it.
But yeah, people like.
Oh, that's like a.
That is, it's gotcha. Kind of like just showing you someone your dick like without permission.
Oh, yeah, like okay. Like people were coming for us saying it was a lack of consent, and then we had to got clarify it. Like we pre-consented this.
It wasn't.
For the entire...
It wasn't like that. Makes it was sense. Like to us, it was funny, but like not that funny.
I feel like at the beginning of our friendship, we pre-consented, like we're the type of friends yeah. that we can have sex next to each other. And then don't care.
From that point forward, I just said, okay, I'm going
to
go down.
Did you not suck yeah. Joe's dick next to one of your great friends in the same bed?
No.
Mm. Wait, I swear I know this. Yes, you topped up.
Oh, I did.
Wow, look at that.
She was asleep. She was actually asleep.
No, fair. I thought you were asleep. I mean, at the
end
of the
day. And then we moved to a different room.
I just nice. Want to clarify that 1 hour before that, Brooke, Chris, and I all watched porn together.
What?
It was
yo, 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 yo.
Wait, okay, that does sound really bad.
For Brooke? Like an hour, I'm talking about like an hour, 2 hour long porns.
That you watch them like short films, like no, yeah, full features.
You know, in the hotel, how they have like the hotel, like
them oh, meeting
never,
each other.
I've never watched those before.
Like in a hotel porn. How?
And
like,
we had food. What was the title? All of us were like dipping our fries and watching. We like fully watched. It was so funny, but it was like.
But you know, like they were like getting like hard about it. No, you're over here just like.
Well, let's not say what type of porn it was.
We were watching like very unique.
Like what?
Like, we don't want to say because it's offensive.
Because it's offensive.
We'll tell you later, but we'll tell you later.
But it was more just like, we were like, wow.
Yeah, like we were watching some really fucked up porn.
I'm like so like
someone else but was there. Someone else. Ari came. Ari was there.
But Ari, I just want to say
actually
Ari.
Actually, even a little weirder.
Ari came an hour in. I do just want to say. But second of all, he also got hard like at some point. And I remember you
wait,
and I
Ari
being
got
like,
hard during
no,
it?
Chris oh. got hard. And I remember Brooke and I being like, whoa, that's weird.
wait. How do you know? How does Brooke know Chris got hard?
I didn't know that. I just made that up.
He was honestly. Fun experience. I had a great
it
time.
Was, yeah, that, okay. that is a good cut, but...
Yeah, was that bonding for y'all?
It was, honestly, the weirdest part about that is that it wasn't weird at all.
No, but I also think, I'm not going to say the type of porn, but I think you and I both kind of, like, fetishize that. Like, we have fun with that type of porn.
We were both just like, whoa.
Like, we, like...
I just have no idea what kind it was, so I really can't give my 2 cents.
Wait,
it was just like very entertaining, like very like informational.
What is that?
You just tell him like this.
Hunter just ordered a butt plug.
I did not.
I ordered Hunter a butt plug.
Okay.
I guess we went off on a really insane tangent, but I guess circling back to your vindication, how was tour?
Absolutely amazing. There's nothing like I can ever compare to like that tour. Like every person on the tour was so sick. Shooting with everyone was so sick. Like it was honestly the best experience of my life.
That's honestly.
But I was
so
like
beautiful.
Thinking about like. The difference between the tours, because I did your tour with you before.
Well, there's no need to just slander me
no,
in comparison
it's not slander.
To Jaden.
That's slander, but it's just like such a different, I guess, like mentality versus music versus like
social media
tour.
And
yeah.
Well, and also like just to like, first of all, a bus tour with a musician is always going to be a different vibe. But secondarily, like MGK is such a fucking rock star.
Like I've so never seen like, someone perform like that before. Every show he is going out there and like doing sound check for however long to make sure it's perfect. And the transitions from song to song, like it was like watching like someone really like perfect something before perform for 2 hours. Like it was.
And his shows were literally incredible. Not yeah. that we'd know.
Not that you two would know.
Someone tweeted us the other day and they go, I had a dream that you, like Brooke and Tana, were at an MGK show. And I'm like, yep, a dream it was.
Oh, great.
Do you actually know though?
I run into a lot of people in my personal life who think like they'll meet me and they'll be like, what is Tana really like? She seems insane. Like she seems crazy. Like even at Christmas, like my family was like, tell us, like whatever. And I'm like, it doesn't matter what you hear about her. If you meet her, you'll love her. Like, yeah. If you meet her, you'll love her.
It's the same thing with Jaden's Digital. This guy named Justin. You know Justin. Mm. And before meeting him, he's like, oh my God, this girl's fucking psychotic. Like, keep her away from me. Then after he met you, he's just like, oh my God, she's just fucking awesome.
Well, because people don't understand, like I,
the image versus the reality, I guess.
Yeah, and I everything you do, I've said this before, is so deliberate. And I feel like you know going into everything how it's going to make you look. And how, like, people think it's, like, unintentional and you're very just, like,
which kind of is the goal, I guess.
Sometimes it is that way, but, like,
sometimes it's not.
Almost always, like, when you're saying something that's, like, so out of pocket and so crazy and so abrasive, like, that, like, offends people or, like, makes people, like,
uncomfortable or just,
yeah,
like, wild.
It's intentional. Like, they just, like, you're, like, really smart about it. And I always say, like, yeah, that's, it's her character. That's how she is, like.
I'm
She's
like
millions
that.
Of dollars because of that.
And like, I'm that also like that. Here. But like in my friendships with people, if you know me on a day-to-day basis, I definitely know how to like dial
it
back.
But it's hard,
it
it's sure. hard
and
as
people
like
don't
a,
know that.
An outsider yeah. to like personify you. Like you're
or
like
just perceive
character.
Me. Yeah. And like perceive. Yeah, you're right. I'm giving what
you are
say?
A character. Like yeah. if people who don't know you, they think that your only character trait is just being who you perceive.
Psycho Tana, yeah, but like exactly. little do they know I could like dial it back. You know who I yeah. actually appreciate though for knowing kind of how I dial it back and mm-hmm. who's always amazing to me is Jaden.
Yeah.
Like really yesterday, Jaden was like, I had so much fun with Jaden yesterday.
Yeah.
Did y'all see Bryce Hall's current scandal?
Yeah. What is going on with that?
Girl, I don't know. I'm Bryce's video, I was cracking up.
I guess he was with some girl and they were in a hot tub for a stream.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, I guess they were hooking up off camera, so he thought they could do something on camera, like a kiss or something.
Yeah.
And then she said no, and then she's claiming that Bryce said, like, everyone who kisses me gets clout. I'm not gonna lie, that's a very Bryce Hall sentence. I could absolutely-
Ari's like,
And
yeah.
as a, I'm like, damn, where's mine?
Right. Bryce kissed you at Friendsgiving, though, right?
Bryce kissed me at Friendsgiving.
You know what's really funny? I watched a clip because I have the Ring camera at home.
That was how Hunter kept up with us on tour,
I
by the way, is
watched
watching.
I watched the Ring camera of y'all, and I swear there was a moment where you just flew across the, across the house.
I got in a physical altercation. We don't have to talk about that.
Can we just actually say that? So, I mean, I just want to say there's never been a fight at my house ever. Our old house, our big, like, four-story house, we would have parties of, like, I kid you not, like, 700 people. There was never once a fight. And then the second I move into like a more normal four bedroom home, I have a Friendsgiving.
Like wholesome Friendsgiving.
I'm not even saying a party. I'm actually saying like all of my closest friends and a giant fist fight broke out and it was utterly god awful.
Yeah, I
thought I was high and mighty. I was really drunk.
You were giving
Ari's,
pick me.
Ari's out there hurting because he wants to step in so bad. I was giving pick. Well, I'm drunk.
You're
and
the
I
girl
have,
who like tries breaking up like two guys. Who,
she
like,
was breaking
well,
up
was,
a guy
I
fight.
I was so drunk, and it.
See, that's
it, like,
what I figured.
The guy, who, one of the guys involved, was like similar to Hunter in that he's like my best guy friend. Where I yeah. like,
and it could have been.
And
bad.
He was so drunk that I was like, and everyone was beating the fuck out of him. So I like tried to jump in.
Okay,
whatever.
What are you saying? Everyone? You saying like it was like a jumping?
Yes, he got jumped. Have you seen
well,
the video?
To
no,
be
I just
fair,
watched the jump. Clip.
He just saw you flying.
I was like, what's going on here? Oh.
No, he got straight up jumped by like five guys.
To be fair, like, I guess my takeaway from this is he was being a fucking imbecile.
Yeah, but I didn't
that
know.
Doesn't,
I was like, oh my God, what is he doing?
But also, like, if Hunter was, even if you were blackout drunk, being a fucking absolute wrong ass idiot.
Right.
And you were getting jumped for it, I would still want that to stop.
Right.
And that's where she was at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
And
yeah,
then
and
Ari
it,
had
it wasn't
to like,
like
drag
I was
her.
Trying to like yeah. fight someone. I just was trying to like do this and someone like
and
literally
I'd pay top
me.
Dollar to watch you just jump into the middle. It's like, guys, come on.
And I was drunk. I didn't even know what was going on. I was literally just like, what
did
the
you
fuck
get,
are you guys
did you get
doing?
Hit? All I saw was just you on the ground. I didn't see you get hit.
I don't
or
know,
anything.
But after that, I regretted it so much because he literally kept going. No one had my back except for Bryce. No one had my back. I'm like,
what do you mean, bro? I had you.
Oh my God.
I wish we could show the video. He's literally on the ground getting kicked in the video. It's awful.
That's
no, it was just utterly, it was a god awful thing from start to finish. Like, he obviously should have never started that, but no one should have ended it like that. And it was god awful. I was upstairs having sex, actually. And I heard all the screaming downstairs. And I just thought, because I mean, normally in like my house, when I hear scream, like, it's just all of us being wild.
Yeah.
Like, I did not think there was like I didn't know till the next morning.
Yeah.
But I remember I just got done having sex and all I hear is Brooke yelling, my earring. I don't have my earring.
That's true. I lost my earring.
That was what you were most upset about after
I think
jumping
I actually
in.
Have it. I think it's in my room. Is it like a silver hoop?
I wouldn't wear silver.
It's really actually just the way that Hunter probably has anyone's.
It was laying on my windowsill. I don't even know. It's like it's by my bathroom. I don't know who's
in. Was it too? Because maybe the night I had sex in your room, I took off my earrings.
Yeah, whenever she has sex in my room, I know because there's like lily lashes on the ground.
But just to be clear, that's not it's not a pick me thing to do to try to defend your friends. I hated that everybody said that. Like, okay, Brooke, pick me.
No, no, I don't mean pick. I mean the way it could have looked from an outside source that you were jumping into an all male fight.
Yeah, I think maybe next time like you find
I'm just trying to make people not fight
to help you.
What was I going to be like? Oh, he was on the ground, five guys literally kicking.
Yeah, I would have been like, if I was, you know, for future, I'd find the best guy around you, probably Ari in this situation. I'd be like, Ari, stop it.
Yeah,
and then I think, like and then someone would go and run like it. You know what I mean?
But I'll have more time next time to really like.
No, just, but also, I respect you for doing that.
I would have done that for Ari. I would have done that for Hunter. I would have done that for
not
you.
Me.
It's a reaction. It's like obviously. Yeah, you're going it was like not like
just like what the fuck are you guys doing? Yeah. And it was being like, watch this.
But also speaking of Ring cameras, I also got a lot of really cool footage while I was on tour. And let me tell you, there'd be, I'd say it starts at 9 p.m. I'd see one of Tana's ex walk in, maybe around 11. I'd see him walk out. I'd see another one of them walk in around 12, walk out by like 3. I'm not joking you. Around 4:30 in the morning, another one would cruise on in.
She doesn't like to sleep alone.
I'm like, y'all are true. I wasn't fucking all of them. It would be like a talk, a fuck, a talk. Yeah.
A talk, a fuck, a talk.
Oh,
I was impressed.
God.
I was like,
I'm sorry for that. Damn, you were like really keeping up with the Ring.
Because you get a notification when someone's at your front door. And I'm like, 9 p.m.? Hey.
Did you see the recent cheaters night? Where we just talked about this on the last podcast where like my boyfriend caught me with my other boyfriend.
I didn't watch that one. No, I missed that episode. But I do know about it.
Fuck, yeah. No, I definitely.
You were walking homie's dog. And
other homie showed up
and he's like, what the fuck you doing? And
Hunter, what are your, I don't know if you were here for the whole situation, but I talked about this on the last podcast, so I'll keep it brief. Mm-hmm. But I'd ended things with my ex. I was obviously still hanging out with him.
Okay.
A kind of a Levy on vibe. I had my other guy that I really like. Yep. I told Chris Miles that.
Were you putting names out there?
Well, Chris, I said, cool. Yeah, like, right. Yeah. I told Chris Miles he was gay. He found out he wasn't gay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then he showed up, right. You know. Check out the last podcast, if not. Basically, like, my ex caught me with my current.
Yes.
And I told a fib and said my current was gay to my ex.
A little fib.
Just a little fib. Just a little baby fib. I just want your perspective on the whole situation. We'll move into your perspective on the photo situation.
Honestly, I think that you should have cut it off with Chris and you didn't, and dragging that on made it way worse for everything involved.
Like, do you think he was even remotely psycho for showing up?
How was he gonna find out if the guy was gay or not? Do you think he was gonna like
walk in like, oh, his dick is in her? Yeah, no, he's not gay. No, I think that it was fine that Chris showed up, because obviously it's very normal for him at that point. Like, he was coming over almost every day, even if you guys were just bros or whatever you want to call it. And if anything, I thought it taught you a lesson. I don't think nothing really changed for you, but
no, it did. It like, definitely taught me, like, and you're gonna negate this, but to be like a little less of that.
Totally.
Like, that was everyone in my group absolutely was like, okay, this is the worst you've ever been caught trifling. Maybe trifle a little less.
Yeah, I feel like
and
you've never been caught in person before like that. I think that was the first time you've been like
usually
red-handed.
There's
caught.
Room for you to like violently lie.
Violent. And I mean like. Violently.
I mean,
lie.
Yeah. So now,
violently.
I agree. I do agree. But with that being said, as we talked about in the last episode, Chris left and had one of my best friends suck his dick.
Correct.
And sent me a photo of it.
Fair.
I want to hear your perspective on that.
Honestly, I need to know how you finished it in that moment with him and the other guy. But I've kind of figured it ended with Chris being like, fuck you, blah, blah.
Chris being like, fuck you, walking up to the car of me and the other guy saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay.
I walked after him and he said, I'm going to go fuck her. And like my bestie's
name.
Okay,
cool. So he let you know first. Ultimately.
Not he let you know first.
Ultimately, like, what did you expect would happen? Let's be honest with like the friend that you're thinking of. You two are notorious for just kind of being wild as fuck, no?
I do just want to say, No, it's slut shaming, so I won't say that. Never mind.
No, I think you both are just are crazy girls. You guys like having going crazy. He already
was. She owed me some loyalty, though. Like, you could be my. No, you could.
That's what I said. I feel like he owed her a little more than she did. Of course, like, you had her word, so that's like one thing. But she's in her head. I'm sure she was like, oh, I've hooked up with him before.
That's what I'm thinking. Because it's already happened.
No,
before.
But then she verbatim told me that she did it because he lied and said, I talk shit about her.
That could be true, too. And like, honestly, if he's like, literally, you should hear the things she's
but so you're
you.
Still just gonna suck my ex-boyfriend of a
well,
year's dick when
like,
even my best
girl like fuck year. Her like
I guess 8 months
okay
well, I mean would you do that would you what? Send your ex-girlfriend a photo
I
of her best friend sucking your dick
in general like, just because it's not me but like I think that what he did was a very very intentional wake the fuck up you know
oh
what I, mean?
I don't think I think it was just eye for
happened?
An eye vibe
guess what happened I think he was over at the house a couple days ago. Yeah. So I mean, obviously.
It worked?
Yeah, it worked.
Tana.
Oh, well, no. Then I went to date, like, Zan to spite him. So it's not
that
necessarily
crazy.
That it worked on me.
I remember, I don't know where I was when I was watching this, but, like, when I saw you in bed with him and, like, posted, like, at Zan, I'm like, this girl
I was getting all
means
the tags.
Business.
Honestly, it is so inspirational, though. Like, imagine if I stepped out with, like, the next day.
Yeah,
like your ex is back. Same concept. I just felt like at that point it had become spite war. Like I gave you a slight eye. You gave me a horrible eye for that eye.
No,
I
you
could have
given me way worse.
But
you
it's like,
really
it's
think
not like,
so?
Okay, you guys are like, even oh, and now yeah. you, what, you have a like a clean slate? Like, no, get rid of him.
Like, just stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. you both
easier
just...
said than done, though. Like, what am I talking about? I'm like, Brooke, can you do it?
No. Yeah, well, that's a deeper conversation. But
that's also a very different situation. There's way less, like, toxicity and stuff. I mean, not to say that there isn't any, but...
No, I mean, I've said, like, in my entire life, Chris Maz and I are the most toxic duo I've ever been a part
it's
of.
It's the most insane thing I've ever
And it's weird because I feel like you saw really me is. With, like... You saw me slightly with Monson. You saw me with Goody. The entire time I was with Goody, I don't think... I feel like I dated Goody for like 4 or 5 months, something like that. And the entire time we were together, we did not fight one time.
Yeah.
We were
I
like...
I can't even picture him fighting.
No, and like we just got along. We were in a 4 to 5 month relationship. We
did
not...
You were wholesome. You were great. Yeah, you were... I mean, you also had like your life coach during that point too. So it was you were on part
but
of
the life coach wasn't helping me with my relationship. It was that I was with someone who wasn't toxic.
Very true. Yeah.
Like I could just spend every second with this person and we would never fight and we weren't toxic at all. Mm-hmm. And like that's fire. Like, you know what?
Yeah,
I think
you can do it. You can do as a moral story.
The problem is it's like a kind of like a catch 22 where it's like Chris is toxic and he's awful, but like, the version of you that is with Chris, I do not know that woman. Like,
I couldn't agree more. I think my...
And, like, that's not... Like, I'm not trying to, like, bash you.
No,
at all,
I completely
but, like,
agree.
But you become someone, like, with him. Like, it's like you guys, like, literally are not even yourselves when you're together. You're just, like, fucking, like, vindictive and evil to each other.
Yeah, I
agree. Where I've
actually
never
seen
you be
like
that way.
Before.
I think that was... If I actually... Like, I'm always joking, saying, like, new year, new me. Like, da-da-da. And my biggest takeaway of dating Chris is I should not be with someone... Like, because I am, like, spongy. In that sense, like if you're toxic,
you're mirroring him.
Like, yeah, she like is fully. Yeah, like you're going to bring out the most toxic fucking side of me. Like, if you're trying to toxic me, I'm gonna try to out toxic you, and then that's utterly god awful. But if I'm with a guy who's a good guy,
right?
Like,
you won't do it.
Yeah, like I can be like that was my. It was just
you're
like,
fighting fire with fire when you're with people like that. And it's like, listen, if he's with someone that's not like, I think he's still a great guy.
Yeah,
but like. He shouldn't be dating you based on you both just like...
Yeah, like two toxics just don't make it healthy.
Yeah.
I've said it a thousand times.
Like, it takes a really... I've talked about this. Honestly, Joe told me, and it was really like smart. He was like, anyone who could date like Tana has to be someone who's so, so secure because to have like to be with someone who's so, so successful and like...
And just all over the place. I'm wild.
She's just very sexual as a person. Like, even she's not doing anything, like, you have to be very secure knowing
she's
done.
Yeah, you have to be very secure. Yeah. That's the thing. Because, like, a lot of things that you do and the way that your life is and, like...
Exactly.
And, like, just your day-to-day is going to make anybody so, so, so insecure. So if you go into it and you're already, like, just, like, not really somebody who's, like...
Yeah. Like if I'm dating someone who's, like, insecure and angry about it, they're going to be angry over it. Like, my happiest relationships to date are with a secure man.
Yeah.
Like, because they're secure and they're like, do your thing, shoot that show with Bryce. Like, you know, and like with Chris, it was like, oh, you used to fuck Bryce. Like, fuck you, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was just like anything like that. You know, like I'll see Banks at a party and I'll be like, baby, I love you. You know, and it's like, Yes, you could you could get mad and say like, oh, you used to fuck him. But like, if you know me and you're secure, you know, I'm not trying to fuck Banks. Right. Like in that moment, like he's my best friend.
You have intention, right. Like I said, behind everything that you do. And like, there's not, you're not doing that for no reason. It like everything benefits your career and you and in some way.
I mean, I tweeted about this the other day. There was a point in time where Chris verbatim said to me, like, I hate your job. I don't want to be with you because of what you do.
I wish
he said, I want to date a barista.
He doesn't want to date a barista.
Imagine him dating a barista.
I could.
He comes into Starbucks with his fucking scar on it. Like,
no, but I just mean like more so that I think his ideal would be like a submissive girl with a normal job. Maybe, who's like his bitch. Like, and not in a mean way.
I think that might be your thing too. Like, you want a submissive, like rich guy who doesn't not in the industry.
You know what? I heard.
I think that's best for you.
No, I want someone with a job like mine who we can kill it together and they're secure with like what I do. That's my
idea. Where are you gonna find that?
I heard
I'm doing good right now.
He's
job secure. Like what does he do?
Hear me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
I heard Miley Cyrus was on a podcast and I heard she was talking about how like that's kind of I told you about this, where this is like how she really got into like where she was like, I feel like I can only date girls for a second because she felt like
the
like
man.
Her yeah, because she felt like the man because she was so successful and like her energy, like she felt like she couldn't be with a guy because they're always going to feel inferior and like that affects their relationship. Like they're going to feel like emasculated and that's, so then she was like, I might as well just be with a woman because then it makes sense for me to have masculine energy, be more successful, be more like, and I feel like that's kind of
that.
A similar,
that's,
like,
no,
I,
makes sense.
And even if you don't like date a girl necessarily, I feel like you need more of like a feminine energy where it's like, they can be kind of like, okay, like, yeah.
Or you do what I do and you get it to the point that you're like secure with it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not that I would ever be with Harry Jowsey, you know this. Like, I'd rather die.
He understands.
Like, I'm saying, like, Harry is the type of person where he's like, I do this shit. Go make those TikToks. Like, I know that, like, you're cut. Like, at the end of the day, you're like, that's what I mean. Like, I like someone who does what I do.
Because he's in it and he gets it. Like, I get.
Yeah. Like, that's my ideal. Is someone who's, like, in what I do and they get what I'm doing so that it's like we can both just kill it and, like, be together. And that's, like, the best thing.
Yeah.
But Miley has a fat point there. And obviously, that's exactly why I dated her sister.
It is hot. Well,
that's not exactly what it is at all.
How'd you go there? Dude, I'm so obsessed with this Noah Cyrus song right now.
Dude,
like,
which one?
It's called Worst of You.
Heard it.
How's
great.
It go?
So good. You don't want me to sing
Come
it.
Come on, give me a little.
Dude,
just listen to it because that's so me.
Noah looked and sounded
incredible.
So incredible at Miley's New Year's special.
I haven't watched it yet. I've been waiting
They
for
performed
a good time.
Jolene together.
I saw that.
And that's my favorite. The Backyard Sessions video of Miley performing Jolene.
Oh,
and it's like
so
the most,
good.
I personally have watched that video at least like a million times.
You know, I have such a discrepancy sometimes when I see my exes that I've broken up with thriving. I watch that and I was like either A, I text her and try to get back with her.
I hope you felt a lot of pain.
No, I mean, she gives Chris energy. Like, we were toxic. We were toxic together, obviously.
I never got to be around it. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I don't think I ever met her. Actually, I met her one time because I walked in on her peeing.
Really? Where?
Your birthday party. And then the whole time I was like, no, fuck, I'm gonna why would I walk in on Noah Cyrus peeing? And then I had to think about it the whole night, and she wouldn't let me forget it either. She'd be like, you wanna watch me pee again?
Tough.
We meant to do this on the last episode. I know we're a little late now because it's been the new year for a while, but I'm gonna make a new year's resolution for Tana.
Okay, wait, I wanna make one.
Two.
Okay, two. Okay. God damn it.
One of them.
Okay. If one of yours is caring, I'll match it, but let's see.
I don't think that you should have a boyfriend for a second. I think it should. I think you should, like, try with everything in you. Do you know,
I'm breaking up with you. I'm ending things right now.
In the time that I've known you, I've never seen you spend one night alone.
I hate sleeping alone more than anything. I'll sleep with, like, a friend or something. I'm getting better at that. Last night I slept alone. My boyfriend had a meeting at... already broke your resolution. Had a meeting at 6:30, so he came over.
For reference, Hunter, I'm giving her. I'm trying to like.
We're giving each other a New Year's resolution.
Oh, that's cool. Can you
we're
give
a little
me one?
Late. I gave her. I don't think she should have a boyfriend for a second. I feel like she's kind of my girlfriend who has like. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you single, and I've never in the entire time I've known you seen you just spend the night alone.
I also think though,
I spend
that
nights
she
alone
can, when she's with like the right guy and she's a boyfriend. I think it's great.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it is like I do, well, maybe not.
Some people really push her in relationships, some people don't. Mm-hmm. So I think like boyfriend may not be the thing, but like
I see it with my other friends. Like, I have other friends that I, like, I love when they have a boyfriend because I feel like it kind of takes a little pressure off of me.
I was going to go into, like, pop culture, and I'm just looking at the pop culture things. And Kyla, she helped me make the bullet points this morning. And the top one is just Betty White died. And there's no way we could have this entire podcast and then go into, like, a serious moment about Betty White.
Shut up, my girl, seriously, Betty. I have a bad thing that I did, I think.
You did tell me about this.
I was at a friend of mine's house, and we were talking, and we were all talking about, like, who, if you could choose anyone to be your grandpa and grandma, who would you choose? I don't know how that came up.
Very strange.
But I forget who I chose as my grandpa, but I chose Betty White as my grandma. And we're talking about it. One of my friends, like, made a joke. By the way, this was, probably 3 weeks to a month ago. And one of my friends was like, I heard Betty White invented head. And I was like, yeah, they used to call her Hetty Betty.
Swear to God.
Swear to God. So we started a group chat.
She didn't actually invent head.
No, she didn't. But it was just, like a joke. Like, we can't. And at first, I thought it was offensive because that's rude, like, to sexualize an old woman.
I want a name like that.
I just watched her SNL episode, and apparently, a lot of people sexualize Betty White. Anyway.
What?
No, I love her. She's my favorite. Like, literally, she's my favorite. You don't understand how sick I've been this week. Okay. But I felt like I manifested that because I've been in this group chat called Hetty Betty.
You think you manifested Betty White's death?
No, not manifested. No.
I didn't. Shit.
This is mean.
And the proceeds from this episode
Do you know what I really hate?
What?
Is I watch people, my favorite comedian in the world, I want to have him on this podcast so bad.
Oh, you love him.
Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
And I love this man. I'm not kidding you. I think he is the funniest man on the face of this planet. And he can say anything in the world. And like as a dark joke.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I can't. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that. It's like, oh my God, am I going to get canceled for that? And I would do anything to have the persona where I could make
where
any
joke. Where you can say
joke.
Anything. Like Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. I just went and saw Dave Chappelle. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw his stand up too. And it was so out of pocket.
It is so out of pocket.
Just put your phone away. They'd make you put your phone a box.
So you probably went to the same type of event.
This was him and Joe Rogan though.
Chris D'Elia does that too. I don't know. Like lots of comedians do that.
It was it's different than him doing a special or something. Yeah. It's like your phones are locked away. Nobody has anything and he can say anything.
Let me tell you, when he says, she says anything,
he can say
he
anything.
Says the most craziest things.
And
I
love dark humor, and even some of the things he was saying, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But he's joking. You know it's a joke. Yeah, I would die for that persona because I've always had such a dark sense. That's why I grew up watching Shane Dawson and filming
a different
him.
Situation with
that.
Comedians though. I feel like comedians you can't you can't be so offended by comedians at a certain point.
But what happened to you?
Imagine watching SNL.
No, go ahead.
Imagine watching SNL and being super PC about everything, it'd be awful. They couldn't say anything.
But I think stand-up comedy in the first place is a space where they're not serious, and they're you have to take that with a grain of salt when you come into the bit. Yeah. When people who are YouTubers and influencers, you want to attack them based off the
but
off the
it's
cuff.
I really have the persona where you think what I'm saying is serious? It blows my mind where it's oh my God, people are so mad she made a dark joke when it's nothing I'm saying is serious. I'm just jealous. I'm literally just venting because I'm jealous. I think it's cool to be able to make jokes and people know you're joking.
We watch Pete Davidson make 9/11 jokes and things like that.
I guess he has
technically isn't funny, but it's it is funny.
Reason. Yeah. But even just his dark jokes, he's able to make dark jokes and get away with it.
Yeah.
But something happened to you with Dave Chappelle. But I honestly just want you to talk about it so that I can literally put my own pussy into my own mouth and eat it right now.
What?
Okay.
What?
Sorry.
I was so excited about this because so a friend of mine invited me to the Dave Chappelle. It was a exclusive event. You had to be invited, and it was like I said, you lock your phones away and stuff. It's a very private thing. There's only a few people there, and before we got there, when we had first gotten there, the friend who got the tickets for us was Olivia Rodrigo's coming. We were
yes,
yay!
I love her more than anything.
There's not
She's
a
amazing.
Person on this planet that I love more than Olivia Rodrigo.
More than really? Anything.
Not one person.
I love
not
her.
Either of you. Nobody.
I'm not joking. I watched a TikTok account of her singing. I watched a TikTok account of her singing for like 8 hours. Like, I love that girl. She was dating one of my best friends for so long. Like, one of your best friends. I always do that. One of my good friends for a really long time.
I'd say a mutual friend, maybe.
Like, close to my ex. Like, I spent so much time with him. I love him to death. And I just, like, I was so excited. It was like he was dating the president. Like, it's, I love him.
That's how I feel. I love her so much. But I'm at the, and apparently, so the event before that, they, or someone brought Ariana Grande. And at the end of Dave Chappelle's like set or whatever, he brought up Ariana and had her sing a little song and like roasted her. And it was like a part of the show. So they were like, I think they're going to do that with Olivia.
Imagine being at that.
And so I'm so excited the whole time, like thinking like, oh, Olivia's going to sing, like whatever. So I'm staring at her like a psycho. Okay. And it's her. She was with Zach Bia.
And big cock.
Like,
love
and just in a blonde, like a blonde friend. And at one point, her and the blonde friend got up to go to the bathroom and it was her. Like, or the blonde friend, then her, and then Zach Bia, like, all, like, in a little line going to the bathroom. And she stops, and I'm staring at, like,
them stopping, at
the girl. Yeah, all three of them stop, and the blonde girl's going, oh, my God, I love you. And I'm looking at her, like.
Like, there has to be someone, but awesome. I would, same thing.
Like, there's no way she, and I go, and she goes, yes, I love you. And Olivia's like. Olivia's probably like, bitch, get to the bathroom. But I was
no, but
like,
she was like down with the conversation. No,
but I was like, yeah, well, she was, and they like went on, and then the girl went and like told her, like explained, and was like pointing and like telling her probably like what she was talking about. But I was so excited by it. And if that was you, please come forward. Like, who were you?
Also,
like,
when I got home,
she said it so. Hold the fuck on. She said it so kindly, but I mean, like, Olivia Rodrigo and her friend came up to you and said they love you. They love the podcast. Like,
yeah,
that's
well, it, yeah. It, but it was like,
I didn't, that's insane.
I don't want to assume that Olivia Rodrigo watched. Like, I feel like she doesn't watch.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to like. But again, like I said, she just dated someone that I know very well, and we'd, like we'd Instagram snap, and it'd be like them
if
together.
Olivia Rodrigo
like,
knows that we exist. It knows that.
She's never coming on the podcast though. Let's just not even like get that idea straight.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, it made me so happy, and like, and I felt like I like had such a moment because I'm like, I'm with my friend, and like. Like, I'm like, Zach Bia saw it happen. I was literally like,
it is great. I was out of town and like Brooke was there.
I was so happy.
That's amazing.
My heart was full. What were you gonna say? You came home and what?
Oh, no, it's okay. I came home and Tana's like, did you hear Olivia Rodrigo loves the canceled podcast? And I was like, what?
Well, that's,
she's no, she's obsessed with the podcast.
That is what I like genuinely thought. She clarified later. I mean, to be fair, so exciting though. I can't.
No, it was her friend, but you know what? It made
it
me
was
happy
her.
Either way.
No, I'm sorry. It was her. Olivia, she's recording Favorite Crime and then listening to the podcast. No, she's definitely not. I'm literally struggling to book Logan and KSI right now. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near Olivia Rodrigo, but I love that girl. There's been all these rumors about her her getting
cheated on.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a nicer word. Some adultery happening in her relationship.
Yeah, I'm on that side of TikTok too. I'm definitely like on Olivia Rodrigo TikTok.
Yeah. I think they broke up though.
I think I'm assuming and I hope that's true is that they broke up and then he I know the girl like the girl who it she's like a good friend of mine.
Yeah, and I just like, and I love her. She's my friend. She's nice. But I'm saying like, I don't think Adam would fuck up his relationship with Olivia over like an IG Scott Disick X like model baddie.
And to be clear, how stupid would you have to be to cheat on Olivia Rodrigo? I just want to believe.
And
that,
today
like,
we
would
were
never
like,
happen.
Today we were like kind of conspiring like, oh, like. I could see someone maybe fucking up shit with Olivia because they want an album, but he's so not the type of guy that would like want an album about you know?
Well, I made a joke. I'm like, no way he would do that. I'm like, unless he wanted an entire album.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I really hope that there was no cheating involved. I saw that everywhere. I hope it's in.
And for all we, like, maybe they're not even broken up. Like, did you guys see the video of him supposedly with Christine?
It's like through a wall.
Yeah, it's like it's literally like as like no one can see anything.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't fucking know. I don't know if you. I mean, if anyone ever
it's all
cheated.
Hearsay, and if I get a great album out of it, maybe thank you. But
well, you know how Olivia's last album was Sour. Do you? You know how there's been all that speculation that her next album is gonna be Sweet.
She debunked it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did like a.
You're like a stan. Good
I'm a
you.
Super fan. Wait, she did like awesome. The trend where you like throw a pen into a cup.
Oh yeah.
And it was like she was like. If I make this, I'll name my next album Sweet. And then she missed.
And she's so Taylor Swift vibes that you know that if it was going to be
that
Easter
egg.
Yeah, and we do love that. We do love that. Do you listen to
She's a Swiftie.
I love her music for sure. I don't like keep up with her like.
Well, you should.
But I think she
really should.
Sorry.
I think she's an amazing artist. Is what I was gonna say.
And she's a brilliant person, and she's so well spoken, and she's so smart. And she's so young pretty, and so smart.
And does awesome. The best things with her success, and just oh my god, she has one of those albums that'll never get old. I was listening to it yesterday. On my way to Logan, you know what preparing I thought for my to myself
the other day, like I can't believe because I know that I'm gonna be so obsessed with like I can't believe there is an album that's gonna come from her that I don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
And probably like 10 more after that.
Yeah.
Like it's the most exciting feeling in the world. Like I'm gonna have more Olivia Rodrigo.
She's actually the GOAT.
She's great.
Hunter.
Hey.
Very happy to have you back on
great
the
Great to be back.
Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Sound off if you guys would like to continue the. I mean, we started this podcast with the intention of it being us three.
Hunter back. Low key, I like being a co-host. Like
I was just gonna say
you
though,
were
but
a
then
co-host in the first place.
I know, but I like being the co-host.
Yeah, and then honestly,
I'm just joking.
After your tantrum, I'm just kidding.
Tantrum.
I'm just kidding.
You mean your slander?
Yeah, well, I'm joking. Brooke and I did realize that it is a good dynamic the both of us, and maybe we just never even.
We're just joking.
I'm joking.
No, I love you.
But I did miss having you on, and I hope we can have a couple more episodes. And you going on tour, like it worked out well. Like we realized we could do this as a duo, and people are vibing with it. And you going on tour was like the best thing literally ever.
Thank you so much for listening. We missed you guys so much. We're so glad that Hunter is back. We don't know if he's ever going to come back again. And me and him are hooking up.
And obviously they're hooking up now. And you've only ever fingered me as a friend.
All right, guys, and back to you in the studio.
Thank you for coming into this episode of the Canceled Podcast. We love you so very much. Hunter, we are happy to have you back.
We
love you more than anything. And we're sad about how everything ended, so we're happy to have the Hunter Vindication episode.
Me too.
Literally what I said.
We're all going to go get dinner now. Brooke's about to go hook up with her. Brooke's about to go hook up with her ex's best friend.
Yes,
and Hunter has a date with a girl who does poker that you saw
Alrighty,
on the last podcast.
And we're out of here.
And we love you. I have a date with my southern boyfriend. We're gorgeous. Love you, Cancel.
So bad.
Tanimosha is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.